You are going to listen to an interview with Brigitte, who talks about a charity she works for as a volunteer. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 8 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Brigitte is one of the many volunteers working for the Wiener Tafel, a non-profit NGO that was founded in 1999 and is mainly financed by donations, with the rest coming from sponsors, collections, subsidies and membership fees. Brigitte, you are one of the volunteers working for the Wiener Tafel, which roughly translates into English as Viennese table or feast or something like that.
That's right.
So, what exactly is the Wiener Tafel?
Well, as the name implies, it's all about food. To be exact, surplus food that would otherwise be thrown away. But thanks to the Wiener Tafel, it's saved and distributed to people in need.
What do you mean by surplus food?
Surplus production, samples, stock close to expiry date, or products past their sell-by date. Slightly damaged goods. In short, tons of perfectly good food that is destroyed in Austria every day. This is the one side. The other side, almost 6% or 500,000 Austrians are living in poverty, with another million in danger of falling below the poverty line. And this is where the Wiener Tafel comes in. It delivers up to 3 tons of food a day to people in need. And this way provides a bridge between the haves and the have-nots.
Sounds logical and a simple solution for a complex problem. And one wonders why nobody thought of it before. But the logistics behind it must be quite daunting.
Not at all. The social transfer, and that is what the founder sees it as, is based on cooperation with the economy, trade, agriculture, and science, as well as with charities. Food donations from companies, industries, and agriculture, etc., are passed on to 100 charitable organizations. You know, homes for battered wives, shelters for homeless people, and refugee camps. As for the selection of charities, the Wiener Tafel insists that the donations go hand in hand with social counseling and guidance programs to improve the situation of the recipients. It shouldn't just be about almsgiving. Just handing out food, or money for that matter, is never sustainable. I am sure you know the saying about giving someone a fish as opposed to teaching them to fish.
I do indeed.
Okay, so the people we help with food ultimately should be encouraged to find a way out of their precarious circumstances. As for our food deliveries, up to 19,000 people in need are fed with the help of around 450 volunteers and 5 lorries.
What a tremendous service you are rendering.
Yes, but it's not just feeding hungry people and enabling charitable institutions to offer a more varied and healthier diet to the people relying on them. It's a win-win situation all round.
Can you perhaps elaborate on that?
What I want to say is that all stakeholders involved benefit from it. For the donor, supermarkets, food factories, farms, etc., it means they save money on waste disposal, reduce their unwanted stock, and polish up their image concerning CSR. Environmentally speaking, valuable resources are saved instead of being destroyed and the waste mountain is kept smaller. I have pointed out the advantages for the charitable organisations involved and all the people depending on them.
Which leaves the army of volunteers, 450 in total, as we heard, of all ages and from all walks of life. Still, am I right in saying that charity and community work don't have such a great tradition in Austria as, say, in the UK and the USA?
Absolutely. But we are catching up a bit, I think. Think of nationwide fundraisers like Licht ins Dunkel or Team Österreich, a pool of helpers and experts from many different fields who are coordinated by an Austrian radio station and the Red Cross to help in natural catastrophes.
Okay, I get the message. Now back to the Wiener Tafel and my next question. What makes you dedicate two evenings a week to carting around food from one end of town to the other? What do you personally get out of it?
All I can say is a lot. Let me try and explain. Austria is one of the richest countries in the world. Notwithstanding this fact, this might surprise listeners out there, about 1.5 million Austrians have to make do with 800 to 900 euros a month.
Can anyone manage that?
You'd be surprised. Single mothers, the long-term unemployed, families with many children, and immigrants are the most endangered groups. And the wealth gap between the haves and the have-nots is growing daily. There's rampant consumerism and a throwaway society on the one hand, and on the other, the so-called socially excluded. A neat little euphemism invented by EU bureaucrats to avoid saying the poor. As we all know, poverty makes people sick and lonely. It leads to social exclusion and loss of self-esteem with related problems like family breakups, alcoholism, and drugs, to name just a few. Anyway, I've always felt that I was lucky and relatively privileged in life. Working for the Wiener Tafel is my way of sharing, giving back to those less fortunate, and all I know is that it's tremendously satisfying.
In other words, your contribution to making the world a better place.
Well, let's say a less bleak and unjust one.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
My pleasure.
Brigitte is one of the many volunteers working for the Wiener Tafel, a non-profit NGO that was founded in 1999 and is mainly financed by donations, with the rest coming from sponsors, collections, subsidies, and membership fees. Brigitte, you are one of the volunteers working for the Wiener Tafel, which roughly translates into English as Viennese table or feast or something like that.
That's right.
So, what exactly is the Wiener Tafel?
Well, as the name implies, it's all about food. To be exact, surplus food that would otherwise be thrown away. But thanks to the Wiener Tafel, is saved and distributed to people in need.
What do you mean by surplus food?
Surplus production, samples, stock close to expiry date, or products past their sell-by date. Slightly damaged goods. In short, tons of perfectly good food that is destroyed in Austria every day. This is the one side. The other side, almost 6% or 500,000 Austrians are living in poverty, with another million in danger of falling below the poverty line. And this is where the Wiener Tafel comes in. It delivers up to 3 tons of food a day to people in need. And this way provides a bridge between the haves and the have-nots.
Sounds logical and a simple solution for a complex problem. And one wonders why nobody thought of it before. But the logistics behind it must be quite daunting.
Not at all. The social transfer, and that is what the founder sees it as, is based on cooperation with the economy, trade, agriculture, and science, as well as with charities. Food donations from companies, industries, and agriculture, etc., are passed on to 100 charitable organizations. You know, homes for battered wives, shelters for homeless people, and refugee camps. As for the selection of charities, the Wiener Tafel insists that the donations go hand in hand with social counseling and guidance programs to improve the situation of the recipients. It shouldn't just be about almsgiving. Just handing out food, or money for that matter, is never sustainable. I am sure you know the saying about giving someone a fish as opposed to teaching them to fish.
I do indeed.
Okay. So the people we help with food ultimately should be encouraged to find a way out of their precarious circumstances. As for our food deliveries, up to 19,000 people in need are fed with the help of around 450 volunteers and 5 lorries.
What a tremendous service you are rendering.
Yes. But it's not just feeding hungry people and enabling charitable institutions to offer a more varied and healthier diet to the people relying on them. It's a win-win situation all round.
Can you perhaps elaborate on that?
What I want to say is that all stakeholders involved benefit from it. For the donor, supermarkets, food factories, farms, etc., it means they save money on waste disposal, reduce their unwanted stock, and polish up their image concerning CSR. Environmentally speaking, valuable resources are saved instead of being destroyed and the waste mountain is kept smaller. I have pointed out the advantages for the charitable organizations involved and all the people depending on them.
Which leaves the army of volunteers, 450 in total, as we heard, of all ages and from all walks of life. Still, am I right in saying that charity and community work don't have such a great tradition in Austria as, say, in the UK and the USA?
Absolutely. But we are catching up a bit, I think. Think of nationwide fundraisers like Licht ins Dunkel or Team Österreich, a pool of helpers and experts from many different fields who are coordinated by an Austrian radio station, and the Red Cross to help in natural catastrophes.
Okay, I get the message. Now back to the Wiener Tafel and my next question. What makes you dedicate 2 evenings a week to carting around food from one end of town to the other? What do you personally get out of it?
All I can say is a lot. Let me try and explain. Austria is one of the richest countries in the world. Notwithstanding this fact, this might surprise listeners out there, about 1.5 million Austrians have to make do with 800 to 900 euros a month.
Can anyone manage that?
You'd be surprised. Single mothers, the long-term unemployed, families with many children, and immigrants are the most endangered groups. And the wealth gap between the haves and the have-nots is growing daily. There's rampant consumerism and a throwaway society on the one hand, and on the other, the so-called socially excluded. A neat little euphemism invented by EU bureaucrats to avoid saying the poor. As we all know, poverty makes people sick and lonely. It leads to social exclusion and loss of self-esteem with related problems like family breakups, alcoholism, and drugs, to name just a few. Anyway, I've always felt that I was lucky and relatively privileged in life. Working for the Wiener Tafel is my way of sharing, giving back to those less fortunate, and all I know is that it's tremendously satisfying.
In other words, your contribution to making the world a better place.
Well, let's say a less bleak and unjust one.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
My pleasure.